Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of the Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Jews were convinced that the truth of God could be taught to men a little at a time, and could therein be applied to them over the course of many succeeding generations, and that their descendants could embrace it by an adherence to the letter of it. This is still a common notion, not simply to the Jews, but to the multitude of Gentiles which call themselves the followers of Christ. The results are the same in the present day with those who would identify themselves as Christians and go about with the idea that they can make and teach disciples of the Lord through their study, efforts, and application of practices and doctrines which are looked upon as duties and decisions of the supposed free will of men. In this quest, they have established denominations, sects, and parties to build their brand and promote their organizations, which in turn propagate the earth with followers of their various factions, each one vying for converts in a sort of contest with others. All the while, they count their devotees and take great pride in their swelling numbers. If these numbers should lag behind their projections and desires, they brainstorm to come up with new methods designed to better appeal to the masses which they are trying to reach. As I survey this scene, I am reminded of what the Lord told the Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. They view the making of these proselytes as a badge of honor, with little regard to the necessity of the Spirit's work in bringing about a new birth and drawing men unto himself in repentance. One can hardly go anywhere in the earth which is not infected with just about every aberration and disregard of the truth of God which is set forth by these varied brands. Behind all of this foolishness are varying degrees of will worship, sign-seeking, and those who are desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm, and demonstrating a total disregard of the simplicity of the gospel, which Paul was solely committed to preach. For I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The corrupt nature of men causes them to corrupt the things of God and to diverge from his way without any provocation. So we are not surprised at any of this. Paul warned the Ephesian elders that such events would occur. Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. He told Timothy, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The common denominator in these departures is the notion that men can better perform the work of the Spirit than he can, since the common belief which is rampant across nominal Christendom is that men have a free will which must be appealed to, and therefore the idea is prevalent that the kingdom of God is like a business, which if tended to properly will prosper in the hands of those who seek to perpetuate it. The Lord has a people scattered throughout the earth that he will call in his own time. When the Lord calls a man from darkness to light, he does it speedily and without warning, and does not rely upon the work of men. The whole life of the apostle was indeed a preparation for that which the Lord called him to. Yet the work which the Lord did could not be predicted, hindered, or aided by men, including Paul himself. The same is true for the thief on the cross, the woman at the well, or blind Bartimaeus who sat by the wayside begging. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He said that he would call his sheep by name, and they would hear his voice. He will save his people from their sins. That man who has not only heard the truth, but heard his word in truth, cannot abide the empty and flattering words of those who would add something to it. Do not preach to me about prophecy. Tell me about the prophet. Do not teach me about the law and my duty to it, but tell me about the lawgiver and he who has fulfilled the law in its jot and tittle. Oh, preach to me of him who is my performer, he who is the Savior of sinners and the King of glory, one who has triumphed over his enemies and obtained eternal redemption for his people.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.